for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, our guest on the Cultural Baggage Show was Roman Catholic priest Father Joseph Gansel. We'll use a portion of that discussion in recognition of this Christmas Eve.
We send our police officers out there. They spend millions of man hours looking in trunks and under car seats and
right.
in ashtrays.
Right.
And in the meantime, the violent crime rate is going up.
This doesn't have any dent in the crime.
And I guess my question, sir, we're wasting those millions of our police man-hours looking for high school Harry's bag of pot.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, we've wasted the opportunity in those man-hours to go after the real criminals amongst us.
I know it's really a corruption of the whole penal system. The whole thing is wasted. Waste all kinds of money. It's a crime of the first class. And people, I think a lot of them now are the ones especially who have been caught up, say, smoking marijuana and getting caught. They know what a farce this whole thing is. And it's the people who never touched drugs and stayed away from them who really don't know what a waste of time this whole thing is. You know, and they change, like I say, ordinary citizens into criminals. You know, just if you possess a little marijuana, you're a criminal.
Kind of give us a message for this holiday season and perhaps a better way to look at this drug war.
The problem is really a moral problem. The one who should take care of the moral problems is the church and the families. And supposedly the schools, but the public schools are worthless because they're just agents of the government. They're just as mixed up as government is and just as tyrannical and confused. And when they train the children properly, teaching the value of their soul and the value of their mind and how drugs can inhibit the powers of the brain, by doing that, of course, ruin the kids' educational career. You know, they would teach them that this is a moral problem and you guys got to avoid ruining yourself.
Avoiding that abuse?
Through drugs. And they're the ones who should do it, and they're the ones who have the prestige to tell the kids that. When the law enforcement tells them, they laugh at them. You know, I don't know why. I just have a contempt for it. Because I've seen this done. I've seen police over and over again come to schools and give a long talk, you know, about this and that, and dare people. You know, that dare program. And the kids are just laughing at them. You know, because they don't have the moral authority where the church, the family, and the school, especially private school, would have it. And if they took care of that job, there'd be no serious problem, actually.
Father Gansel has been involved in drug policy reform for more than 25 years. If during this holiday season you would like to get involved in drug reform, I'd ask you to go to our website, which is endprohibition.org, pick up this truth, and carry it the short distance to success. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.